"Dear Pep," said Biddy quietly to me after supper, "have you quite forgotten her? Tell me, as an old friend." "My dear Biddy, I can never forget her. But that was all a dream which has passed. But I was secretly planning to revisit Miss Havisham's old house, alone, as a way of remembering Estella. I had heard that her husband had been very cruel to her. They had separated, and then he had died 2 years ago. Perhaps she had remarried by now. The old house had been knocked down, and there was nothing left but piles of stones in the garden. In the moonlight, I walked sadly around, until suddenly I saw a woman's figure in the shadows. I went closer, and then, "Estella," I cried. "You recognize me?" "I have changed a lot," she answered. She was older, but still beautiful. I had never before seen such a soft light in those once proud eyes, or felt such a friendly touch of her once cold hand. "It's strange, Estella. After so many years, we meet by chance here, where we first met." "Yes, it's strange. I haven't been here for years, although the land belongs to me. But tell me, you still live abroad?" "Yes, I still do. I'm doing well in India." "I've often thought of you. Since my husband died, I have given you a place in my heart." "You have always held your place in my heart," I answered. There was silence for a few moments. "I didn't think I would say goodbye to you here," she said. "It's painful saying goodbye, Estella. But last time you said, 'God bless you. God forgive you.' You could say that to me now. Now that I understand how much you love me. Now that I have suffered. Now that I am a better person. Tell me we are friends." She spoke more eagerly than I had ever heard her speak before. "We are friends," I said, taking her hand. "And we'll continue being friends, even when we are apart?" said Estella. We walked hand in hand out of the old garden. As the morning mist had risen long ago, when I first left the forge, so the evening mist was rising now, and in the clear moonlight I saw no shadow of another separation from her.